Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Monday, the 16th day of October, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 58 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 69 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 39, and rain. It's raining now. It's been raining, getting a lot of rain, which can't complain, I guess. It could be snow. Then I could complain. Anyways, we'll run through this and we'll come back and...
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Off to the news. We go. Okay. There we are. Start through it, I suppose. Biden regime secretly funneled $75 million to Hamas days before attack. No. Say it ain't so. I mean, don't say this isn't a fucking goddamn false flag. And, you know, you got to wonder, you know, with this thing, you know, this could go to World War II. Is this just a diversion to get people's mind off the pedophilia and the human trafficking rings? To get ready to go in and go vote in a new, I'm going to go vote and exercise my right as a fucking fool, as a piece of property, and as a traitor to my people. I'm going to vote. And that's just all there is to it. But you got to wonder, all of this stuff has to be suspicious. It just has to. Well, come on, let us continue here. Okay, the money was quietly funneled to them in a quiet move that was completely overlooked by Republican lawmakers. There we got Republicans in here already. I mean, they're working us into it. Another fucking one of these stupid-ass fucking unlawful fraudulent elections. It's an occupational election. You participate in it. You're committing treason against your own goddamn people in your own fucking country. Unbelievable. But overlooked by Republican, they missed it. They fucking missed $75 million, and we wonder why our people are sleeping under highway underpasses, and why we don't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. The gas is going $5 a fucking gallon. The groceries are clear off the fucking charts. I mean, they're doing this. The thing is, they're marching forward. And we're walking backwards. It just cannot keep like this, people. I mean, how bad do you really want it to fucking be? Because every day you might tell yourself you're not going to have to fight, but you're by God going to have to fight. How bad do you want it to fucking be? When you finally go into it, you want to be already starving? I mean, we could have dealt with this. I mean, generations before us could have dealt with this shit. Got rid of this fucking unlawful corporation, put the country back under the rule of the fucking people, and the Bill of Rights, the written ratified law of December 15, 1791, unalienable. people's jurisdiction prevails always. But it wasn't done. It was left to us, and we're fucking blowing it. Biden diverted the cash to Hamas just hours before the funds were set to be redistributed elsewhere. I mean, what happened? It's stupid to talk about the makeup of this government because there was no fucking constitution. They've done this shit. This is just a goddamn corporate aristocracy all the fucking way. But when there's some mention back in the days when they were arguing about those Federalist, anti-Federalist fucking papers about a goddamn Congress had to allocate money, there had to be specific allocations to take the people's money for a specific fucking cause, and the people had to fucking agree. I mean, listen what they're saying. Biden diverted the cash to Hamas just hours before the funds were to be redistributed elsewhere. By who? Who can just fucking take fucking millions and billions of our fucking dollars? Well, it's not our dollars. It's the goddamn wealth that they represent, that they're coming back here and buying up our farmland with the chinks and the goddamn everybody from all over the fucking world. You look at these goddamn videos. I mean, they go through them all over the fucking world. Still pouring in. How many do you think that we can take care of, guys? You think we might better stop the fucking bleeding before you bleed out with a razor cut? Oh, unbelievable. The move was rushed through with little attention in early October, just days before Hamas launched its terrorist attacks against Israel, slaughtering, raping, and kidnapping hundreds of innocent civilians. Fucking sure. Here's your chance to throw this fucking bullshit goddamn propaganda. I mean, all the time that we haven't been hearing about Israel, they've been bombing the shit out of Syria. They've been bombing the shit out of goddamn the Gaza Strip. The Palestinians, this is a genocide. They open genocide, telling you, we want to got to kill every one of them. You know, it's just like the Indians, what's it? Gnats turn into lice. I don't know what the hell it is there. Anyway, the bottom line here is it's just too fucking much. And it is, they're on their heels. They have to be, because everybody fucking knows this is all bullshit. But they're just like testing the waters as they're going into this fucking selection that's already been made. So to see how many stupid people they can get to go out there, they got plenty of fucking illegal aliens that's going to come out there. Make it be, unregistered to vote. Make it be, he fucking won by the votes of fucking foreigners. He's not a fucking, we couldn't have an honest election if we wanted to. We've never had a fucking goddamn constitution. The constitution never fucking was. We never granted them any authority to run elections or do any fucking thing else. But that Bill of Rights was ratified by the fucking elected representatives of we the people. So that is the fucking law. There is no two ways about it. And our failure to fucking exercise that law will go down in history. I mean, I'm sure we will when it comes to our fucking front doors. No fucking doubt about it. There are plenty of people, and there are people maybe out there that are exercising it that you don't know about, because they're not going to allow it on this fucking internet. They're not going to allow anything that shows that we're fucking beating the shit out of them on this goddamn internet. But I mean, like this right here, however the funding was approved after the U.S. government learned that Hamas was likely planning an upcoming terror attack against Israel. So, okay, I guess you got to have guns on both sides to have a fucking shootout. But they had all the sensors along the border and what might have you. They knew, it was a setup like fucking goddamn Pearl Harbor. Days ahead of time, they already knew they were waiting, and then they didn't respond. What do you say? They fucking, you look at the map and how much of Palestine they've already took. Hell, there's just a few open air prisons left in Palestine for the Palestinian people. And they're wanting to go and exterminate them completely from the fucking earth. And then let's head on into Lebanon. We talked about this a long time ago when they, Israel, it tries to get clear out of the fucking news. They were not clear out of the news for the longest time. And then boom, here they are back. Oh, a terrible attack, a 9/11 style attack. 20 Jew lives are worth 1,000 American lives. Bullshit. I mean, set up fucking blatant false flag. But are they trying to get us into a world war? Are they that desperate? Have we got them that desperate? We don't know, because we can't get the fucking facts out, because the Chi-Cons are controlling the internet. Because Barack Obama turned over the internet that the fucking people of America fucking created to the fucking Chinese, you know, Chinese censors. I mean, I'd wonder, God, think what would be, might be on the fucking, on this internet if it wasn't for that. And you got God, you got him over there fucking changing history. I mean, fucking, isn't that kind of like burning books when you fucking take stories like on the internet, you know, and you fucking change them and or take them away? That's kind of like burn. We call it burn that. They warned that blocking the aid would create a humanitarian disaster for over 1 million Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. Well, if you're going to go kill them, what do you care about a humanitarian crisis? Is my question. The aid has been held up by Republican senators. See, Republican senators say we got this issue here. This could decide what game we play to make the people think that there is adversity between the two wings of the same bird at this false left-right paradigm. You know, make the people think we're getting it. Find there's some people that get it. But I mean, just a handful. And the ones that, I mean, and they're, you know, saying, you fuck, if you don't believe in this, and some countries, they'll put you fucking in prison or, And let's see what Donnie Trump had to fucking say about Israel, man, about the Israelis. You know,
the scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere. It rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. And when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again.
And there you have it. You know, I turn that down. Yeah. Anyway, you know, there's one side of it. Which one are you going to vote? Which pedophile are you going to vote for? I mean, if you're going to go out there and vote for a pedophile, there's the king of the Jews. Who, I mean, do you ever think in your life you see people supporting an open genocide? I mean, saying we're going to go kill every one of them. They need to be exterminated from the fucking earth, just like they did the Indian tribes. I mean, it was the Puritans and the Quakers that actually saved the Indians from complete fucking annihilation in this country. But there's wanting to do the same thing, and that's not where it stops, because it's never been where it stops. It never was just a homeland. We just want this little piece, this little sliver that was given over through the Balfour Agreement, which was unfucking lawful without authority. So it was a fucking invasion, and now they've almost got all of Palestine. Now it's time to move on. I think they're already pissed because they haven't gotten as far. It's just like with the fucking coronavirus fucking lie. Coronavirus doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. But they're not getting what they fucking want. They're getting small fucking bites, but they're biting in a fucking thousand different fucking directions. And the bottom line here is, I mean, you know, aid was cut off. Go ahead.
Another one was the Holodomor. I think it's real similar. They took away all their food.
Yeah.
It's just 20 million Ukrainians the Jews killed. It's just the same playbook over and over.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Pons in the Game, Guy Carr, I mean, if you read that book, that's what we use the same fucking techniques. And that have always worked, and they're working here. I mean, people have... They have something that they never had before, and that is a lot of information right at their fingertips. And the people that have been listening for years, you know who the authority in this fucking country is. You know, we are being usurped by a fucking, well, by an international corporate mafia. No other way to fucking put it. And the lawlessness is fucking winning because we're not enforcing the law. And like I said, I got to believe there are people out there that are enforcing the fucking law. But they're not, I mean, you're not going to hear about it on the fucking internet or anywhere else because it's fucking so fucking censored. It was, how could they ever censor the public square? And that's what they're fucking doing. They're censoring the public square because that's what the internet has become. And like this shit here, I mean, this is just propaganda from the fucking Ministry of Lies to fucking further justify fucking an election. They got to have an issue. Before they had no fucking issue, how did you, I mean, give billions away to fucking Ukraine, billions away to fucking Taiwan if you didn't have agreement between, well, the two sides, which aren't two sides. It's one, it's bullshit. They all shit through the same home. We know it. But, I mean, that's what they're trying to do here is create some kind of, you know, oh, this side, that side kind of shit and pick a side. No, I'm not going to pick a fucking either pedophile. Both pedophiles need to be tried and fucking hung by the neck until they are fucking dead. And you know, this kind of takes your attention away from the fact of the human trafficking. You know, that right now there are more slaves on this planet than there's ever been in the history of the world. And most people don't get that through their fucking head. And drug cartels work operating right inside our goddamn border, in our side, our borders. And they're helping them. The ones that we're paying their goddamn pensions, their goddamn paychecks, their fucking medical, the retirement, everything that we're paying are fucking the ones that are fucking ushering them in. They send extra help down to the border. It's help to get them in as fast as they fucking can. Because they know at some point we have to turn and fight. We have no fucking choice. Or we will end up fucking on our knees and God help our prodigy. I mean, they're going to think of, you know, I got a new grandson. I think about what things are going to be like by the time he's my fucking age. And it is just completely unacceptable. Why we haven't fought. I mean, in the past, they could say we couldn't get enough people to understand. There's no reason that people can't understand it. They do understand it. They're just fucking chicken shit and they're scared. But even with the overwhelming odds that we fucking have, they're fucking scared. I mean, we bred a fucking a couple of generations of fucking yellow ass cowards. That's all there is to it. Our forefathers, our true forefathers, the one that actually fought, did the fight, and they're rolling over in their grave. What a bunch of pussies. I mean, they left their homes and their homes got burned. Their families killed. But by God, they were going to have fucking freedom or death. You know what Patrick Henry said? Give me freedom or give me death. Because what good is fucking life without fucking freedom? And we keep going further and further down this goddamn rabbit hole. At some point, they fucking are going to outnumber so fucking massively that it doesn't matter that it's our fucking own backyard. It doesn't matter that we're a fucking a gun society where a lot of our people know how to shoot very well. It's just the people don't have the goddamn courage inside them to fucking set things right. We've got to find it. We've got to do this. We have to. We have no fucking choice. Every day we wait, more of us are going to have to die to fix it. That's just the way it is. That's the way you got to think about it. Every day we wait, more of us are going to die. That's just all there is to it.
All they worry about is the baseball game.
Yeah, or the football game or what might have you. It's insane. But the bottom line is, you know, a lot of people don't want, I mean, they watch the evening news, which, I mean, if you still watch fucking mainstream media on television, on a network, you are the dumbest of the fucking dumb. But I guess if they put their 15 fucking minutes in, you know, and then go over to the fucking ball game, well, then I can vote. I'm an informed voter. I know all the buzzwords. I know all the slogans. And I'm going to vote for Trump. I got a better paycheck when he was in. Of course, it was way more money being borrowed in the name of my great, 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 great grandchildren. We got to be like that far. Like three or four generations into fucking debt. When you're born today, you're $140,000 in debt. Now, one part of that fucking Constitution that never was talked about, no fucking corruption of blood. How can a kid be born $140,000 into the debt that was made by his fathers, his grandfathers, or it wasn't made by them, but they accepted it. But how could you be born into debt? You can't, because there isn't. Well, yeah, you can, because the whole goddamn thing was a lie, wasn't it? no corruption of blood. My ass, that's the ultimate corruption of blood, isn't it? No corruption of blood is supposed to mean that if your father owned fucking bills or whatever, you know, for property or, you know, whatever, and they, you know, want to take it, they can't take it from you because it's a corruption of the blood. You didn't make the debt. It's not your fucking debt. They can't make you fucking pay it. But they've got us reduced to goddamn citizen, 14th Amendment citizen fucking goddamn fodder. We're just fucking possessed. We're not even human. And that, just like, you know, when they're talking about the Palestinians, they're not human. Well, they look like fucking humans to me. They look like humans in fucking dire distress. I mean, they captured the whole fucking country and lied as they went along the way. You know, don't forget the liberty, all the fucking atrocities. They have 9/11, everything that was fucking perpetrated against the people. These people are fucking monsters. They can't be described as anything else. And there ain't that goddamn many of them. That's why it is so sad that this fucking continues. I mean, how long, once you realize that your border patrol is not fucking stopping the flow of fucking people into your fucking country, in fact, they're enabling it. I mean, right then and there, man, you should go into fucking action and get this fucking stopped, get the bleeding stopped. The more they get in here and you look at them, they're fighting age men. You're going to be facing people that mumbling in fucking goddamn Swahili and fucking Mandarin Chinese and fucking Spanish. They're coming at you fucking, I mean, it's like you're in another fucking world. They know what they're fucking doing. You think this is an accident? You think it's just poofed up somewhere? Or do you think that it has serious financial backing by the fucking Rothschilds? Because it does. I still remember that goddamn broadcast when they had that Rothschilds on there. He said they had, $20 trillion? And they to take over the world, Dave, that's what he said. They're going to take over the whole goddamn planet and be New World Order fucking goddamn government. And they're going to tell you when to shit, when to fucking piss, when to sleep, when to eat. And you're just going to live a miserable, drudged life as a fucking goddamn slave, because that's what you are. If you do not have control over your own fucking will, you are a fucking slave. That's the fucking definition of the word. Thank you, Blinken, for providing $75 million in food assistance. And food is, yeah, you bet, man. What a fucking setup that. I mean, the internet was all over it. I mean, if I remember, go ahead. Sorry, I'm sorry.
I was just thinking those Palestinians, they were dying anyway because the Jews were poisoning their water. They're just dying a slow death. So, you know, what they did was honorable.
Well, yeah, even coming up on this so-called attack from Palestine, I mean, there was months there where you didn't hear nothing about the Jews, but every once in a while you hear, you know they were over there fucking bombing the hell out of them. I mean, like I said, they shoot a pipe bomb towards Israel. It lands on the street. It hits a crack in the street by a foot wide and maybe throws a little, makes a window or two. And then they drop a daisy cutter that takes out a whole fucking block of huge fucking goddamn buildings. I mean, goddamn, there comes a point when isn't that the massacre?
And the U.S. always said no. You know, they always said no, but now they said, yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah. It's the first time
that the U.S. has approved just a total destruction.
Because it was all a setup. I mean, we should have never allowed nothing like the U.N. We should never be involved in any goddamn foreign fucking goddamn apparatus with any kind of power. Now they're trying to claim power over the fucking people here under emergency fucking authorities, and where they're going to fucking, you know, lock us down, tell us what we can, well, you know, how far we can travel.
Yeah, they gotta
50-minute cities. Go ahead.
They gotta have another first false flag. I don't know what it's going to be, but they gotta get a wave of indignation that'll sweep through America.
I'm thinking the same thing. I mean, they got to. I mean, they're actually doing piss poor jobs on them.
They said that there's a lot of anti-Semites and anti-Semites, whatever, in the military now because they won't die for the fucking Jews, and so they're anti-Semitic because they don't want to die for the Jews.
Well, yeah, just
especially the Coast Guard people. That's the commander of the Coast Guard wrote a letter I saw, and he said we got to do something to get the people behind us. They're not wanting to die for the Jews. What the hell?
Well, how are you going to convince the people to do that if they have free will? You know, the Bill of Rights is the only thing standing between this world and that one world order they fucking want. It's because we, the people, have the right to fucking kill them. And we have enough people to fucking do it. And we're armed well enough to do it. I mean, the mess gets bigger every day. Like I keep on saying, it's more of us are going to have to die to do it. But to say we can't do it is fucking just ludicrous. Of course we can fucking do it. We can take this country back. We can get rid of every international fucking non-governmental agency that's fucking running the fucking planet and get them the fuck back away from us, back from our fucking resources, get all the fucking goddamn people that have come here unlawfully the fuck out of this country, and there'll be a plenty for the American nationals that are here, and we don't need them. I mean, they talk about China, you know, China isolated, and they fell so far behind. Well, we didn't. I mean, we were pretty isolated. I mean, before we joined the fucking United Nations and shit, and we were prosperous. Why? Because we have the fucking resources and we have the fucking brains to fucking turn them into a product that, you know, will sell. You know, that we can create wealth. And we did it with the silver and gold that we were supposed to have, man. We all should be fucking, like, if the average person understood how well they should be fucking living, if everything would have went the way that they lied and said it was going to go in the fucking Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalists knew it was bullshit. They knew that they had, you know, put in the loopholes like the fucking Commerce Act and the General Welfare Act so that they could go in and fucking, they knew that they wanted to conquer. I mean, you had to know it because it was a fucking uprising by the people for their fucking rights. And it was hijacked. You can't call it nothing fucking else. The Declaration of Independence, which came from the fucking corporate elite of the day, and they were all corporate elite, astral corporations. And they seen that the people were going to take this goddamn piece of real estate that was worth so much fucking money. And, you know, if it just been the people, we would have got along with the Indians better. There would have been the mix as we, you know, settled slowly. I mean, it's always been a rush to rip this fucking place apart. I mean, when you're piling up piles of wealth as high as Mount Everest that you do not fucking need, you're taking, you know, it was always, when I grew up, you know, what do you take from when you go harvest before? You take what you need. You don't take no more. And you like you pick a morel, you bust the bottom off it and crush it down because you want more morels. I mean, if people just took what they fucking needed, but there's people that have, they got goddamn piles of yachts as big as goddamn Mount Everest. It's just insane. They like all these fucking politicians that are supposed to be making honest living, representing this bullshit. You know, four or five fucking mansions all around the fucking country. Which mansion you staying at this weekend? While there's American nationals that can trace their lineage back to before this fucking was even the United States, and they're living under fucking highway underpasses. And you got fucking five fucking mansions and you did all this on a politician's fucking pay. I don't fucking think so. I think that, you know, it's like, you know, winning the lottery, getting to be a fucking senator or what might have you. You know, you're going to come out of it fucking rich because you can go in there and you can do any dirty act. You can commit treason. You can take bribes. I mean, anybody thinks Hunter Biden's going to get fucking nailed for or his daddy or his fucking, God, the pedophilic fucking bunch of the whole family is going to get fucking nailed for anything. You're wrong. I mean, look at goddamn in 2008 with the derivatives bubble. Right there, the people right in front of us that did it, the regulators that we paid to make sure that AAA derivatives ended up in the 401ks, they were there. They were right there in their fucking offices. We were still paying their goddamn paychecks, and we are today. We were still paying their fucking pensions. We're still paying for their fucking medical. Better medical. We don't get no medical like that. We've been reduced to below the goddamn third worlders they're bringing in here, and you know, everybody fucking knows it. It's got to stop. Either it stops or just try to consider. Well, in another couple of fucking years, man, what I have seen here where I live, it is unbelievable. Double, as you know, I play that song in the city. I live in a fucking city now, guys. I grew up in the goddamn wilderness. I'm not shitting you. Mountains everywhere. You go 3 miles and you're up in the fucking mountains. Everywhere you went. Now I go, everywhere I go out in the mountains and I drive long drives, they're tearing it down. They're planning on putting a huge fucking city like fucking Portland or in fucking Eugene right fucking here where Klamath Falls is. And the fucking population keeps on doubling at least every year. And I mean, they've come to the point where they're digging up the fucking graveyards. I mean, there's a company that's charged with it down in California. I got to go into town and looking in on that. But I mean, they're fucking, I'm burying them because they ain't got no place to put all these motherfuckers. I mean, this is a fucking full scale invasion. It's what people are not fucking getting out of this. And, but you know, that something they don't want you to think about too. Well, just do another election. Get Trump in there. Get Trump in there and he'll solve everything. No. What it is, the people I've talked to that start that shit, it ends up being, well, I got a lot more money on my paycheck. Yeah. Where did that money come from? I ask them. Do you know where that money come from? Well, yeah, no, you don't. It was borrowed from fucking Chinese in your great-grandchildren's name. You just indentured into fucking servitude your own fucking progeny, you goddamn fools. And you did it for a fucking few bucks in your fucking pocket when you could, the money you're making, if we took this fucking country back and took the wealth that has been stolen back, we'd all be fucking rich. Richer than you could fucking even imagine. I mean, that used to be enough goddamn incentive. I mean, look at the Vikings, what they went through. I mean, when they went to go get riches, man, if there was something there, they'd go and they'd fucking die to get it. All cultures did, all the fucking empires, the fucking, the Ottoman Empire, the fucking goddamn Greek Empire, the goddamn Roman Empire, all the empires. It was about pillage. I mean, that's why the soldier went. I mean, they got a cut of the fucking action for taking other people's fucking property. That's all it's ever fucking been. And that's all it's ever going to be if we don't fucking stop it. Only God, man, what our children are going to face, what we face is bad. Make no fucking mistake about it. We've seen our world taken away from us just like the fucking American Indian did. We have seen our world literally taken away from us. But what our children, they're planning for our children, man, will... That's why, you know, like I said, this stuff here is diverting you away from the fact of the pedophilia, that goddamn video the other day of them to have that little kids with that goddamn transvestite, fucking cross dressing, fucking freak and little kids. And they're talking, you know, their minds aren't ready even to understand anything about fucking sex or anything. I mean, they're a Tonka or a Barbie. You know, that's what's where their head should be. And then, I mean, the people didn't turn out fucking bad before, but we're fucking each generation. It's getting worse and worse as you allow these tiny little fucking minority, 0.00004% of the fucking population pushed out in front of you. So that's apartheid in itself, letting these motherfucking weirdos fucking run every fucking thing. And then not to mention, it's not even a legitimate government. It is a goddamn fraud. It's an absolute easily proven fucking fraud. It is not a fucking republic with an emphasis on the right of the individual. The fucking King Chuck's administrative admiralty law is the goddamn judicial system being operated in the United States. And the people fought and died to get rid of that motherfucker. But they just come back a few generations and stick it back at you. You know, it's like my grandfather talking about the fighting in the wars in the coal mines. He said, man, he goes, we fought. We did. You know, he talked to me and told me about, you know, them dropping bombs on them and every fucking thing. And he said, everything we gained, he goes, the next contract, the people, as the guys got younger, as time went on, they didn't have to do what we did to get that. And so they had give a little bit of it up or else you might have to shut down, you know, that big crying around when they're making goddamn record profits all the fucking time on coal that don't belong to them. It belongs to the fucking people. A couple of fucking goddamn thieving ass bastards. Like I said, when they go into fucking Congress, you can't make that kind of money on a congressman's pay. You can't own five fucking mansions in five different fucking states in this fucking in this country. You just can't do it on fucking $250,000 a year. I'm sorry. It's a fucking lie. And it is. I mean, it's like going on The Price is Right. You won the big fucking prize. You get to be a fucking senator. You get to steal for four fucking years, man, before you have to come up again. And if you steal enough and bribe the right fucking people, because the American you're not deciding anything. You think you're any vote from a fucking goddamn Goyim counts. You might as well say the dog's vote counts, because that's what they think of you. They think you just like those Palestinians. You should be fucking snuffed out. And I mean, they don't mind telling you. They spit on fucking Christians there. I mean, I seen the fucking the video spitting on the fucking Christians. And then when they, you know, somebody says, hey, what about this spitting on the fucking Christians? You know, these are Judeo-Christians. They're the ones that fucking support you and all, you know, love you so much and think that you're fucking better than they are. Well, it's an ancient tradition for the Jews to spit on fucking Christians, says the guy. Well, I think that shouldn't that wake your eye, open your eyes, make you see a little bit better, make you see what the fuck's going on in this country? The generous support from the American people will allow UNRWA to continue this critical aspect of its humanitarian and human development work through the end of quarter one, 2024. Meanwhile, more details have emerged. The Biden administration also sent $33.7 million from the American Rescue Plan. So, I mean, this was a false flag, and the Jews didn't even have to pay for it. Who paid? Well, we pay for everything. We take care of them motherfuckers. This is like having, I mean, somebody just sit around the fucking house and enjoying themselves where you're out fucking slaving to pay for the fucking rent, to pay for the fucking food, to pay for the fucking utilities. And they're fucking butt leeches, man. They're parasites. And they just sit on their fucking ass and laugh about their American fucking slaves that are too stupid to figure out that they're slaves when all they have to do is read a fucking document with 10 fucking articles on it written at a third grade level. It's not hard to understand. You apply it to every situation and you can see that it's being violated at every fucking point. It is being violated daily. Thousands and thousands of violations. And that is the supreme superior law of this fucking land. Remember when they were supposed to be our servants? All of a sudden they weren't our servants and they started talking shitty to you. It's just like the invasion of the goddamn third world. We just want a better life. They show the poor Mexican and his little children coming. We just want a better life. Now you got fucking goddamn gangs of 10 or 20 of those motherfuckers hanging out on the sidewalks and fucking shit and busting in people's fucking houses and they'll start killing you. They don't have no problem killing Americans. They couldn't get us to kill one another over anything. I mean, they put enough shit out there. They've tried to divide us on anything that they fucking can. But to get Americans to kill Americans was what? They had the pump that, you know, the fucking third world in here. I mean, when they picked someplace like Honduras, I mean, that was the murder capital of the whole goddamn world. And that's where you want to go and get your... with your airplane and pick up the fucking MS-13 gang members, bring them in. You knew everybody was saying they're fucking MS-13 gang members. They're going to kill people here. They're taking over. Hey, they're taking over. And next thing you know, people are getting slashed up with little kids with machetes and shit. And hey, fuck, man, if you're stupid enough to let it in, I guess you're stupid enough to let yourself get hurt by it, aren't you? At some point, you either fucking stop it or get used to it. Bring yourself down to that fucking level. Learn how to be a fucking dirtbag, man. Learn how to be a fucking good fucking citizen slave, because that's what they fucking want in this country. That's why they want them people here. Why? Because, because if they could be enslaved in their own fucking country, I mean, by people who are not as good at enslaving people as fucking we are, no, but to enslave them is nothing. Just to have them overwhelm us so that we can't fucking stop the fucking hole, get them the fuck out of here, enforce the fucking laws, have our freedom and liberty, live a fucking life that we fucking enjoy, get to fucking feel good just once in a fucking while. When's the last time you truly fucking felt good? How can you when this is going on and it's like there's people out there with fucking blinders on? The bitch slap those fucking blinders off you, buddy. You'll be the first ones to fucking go because they know you fucking, you'll walk gladly into the fucking camp when they tell you to because you're a fucking good law-abiding citizen, aren't you? Anyways, guys, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a few minutes here.
Come on. You got it. If you want that, you got it.
Thank you for listening to PDFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Come on and get you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail... Anyway, we appreciate the donations, and I'm your host, Kenny Shively. It's 12:49 Pacific time, and that was Hogs. Y'all would get some. Come get some. Saying, come in and get. No, we got to go give some. If they could, if they just have to stay back from our perimeter and just fucking pillage at fucking will, I mean, then pretty soon they'll have you surrounded. Look at Israel. Look at that map of Israel. They're all, most of them are surrounded. They are all surrounded, actually. Completely fucking surrounded. You can't do that. I mean, you need an action in this country big enough until they'll say, well, like they're talking about this little pissant thing over there in fucking Israel. I mean, a fucking major, getting a million fucking people to do something in this country. If you could do it, a million fucking people would make a statement, wouldn't it? Go ahead.
Did you notice on that map, like right next to Gaza, they got a huge area of land and they call it a national park?
Uh-huh.
Just like they're doing here.
Yep. Every national park here.
You can't step foot on it. That's how they take over. You say, yeah, well.
Exactly.
And like,
go ahead, sorry.
There was some land I bid on for farmland that hadn't been farmed in 30 years, but it was pretty ragged shape. And they hadn't had it 6 months. Nobody had made an offer on it. So I made a real lowball offer, but somehow there was that same day, six other offers come in. So I know the fucking Jews, they're buying everything.
Well, it was all rigged, but if somebody like you steps in and is going to play the game like they play the fucking game, then they'll bring in the guys to bid it on up, and then after they're done, they'll bid it between themselves or whoever they've already got selected that's going to get it. You should know that.
Yeah, but like there's no bid, so they're waiting. They're trying to starve the poor people. That it's 14 heirs that each inherit a small piece, and so they were wanting to sell right away, and they hadn't had any offers. And then, well, it has a lot of drawbacks. And anyway,
well,
and some of it's not.
They keep raising the interest rate. I mean, you're going to sell at a fucking loss, and you're going to buy at a fucking loss because. You're going to get bad.
Yeah, well, the fucking Jews, they get the money for free. They're not worried about interest rates. They're changing
fucking
all that worthless paper into land. And
how much money could you make, Charlie, if you could get money for zero interest and charge fucking after 60% after it's compounded? How much money could you fucking make? And what would you have to do?
Yeah, that's why I go into the bank and I said, how can y'all act like you don't have no money?
Exactly. Well, you know,
my bank, they didn't have any $100 bills, not any. And the other day I went in there and they said, you need nickels? We got a bunch of extra nickels. Stupidest thing I ever seen.
Well, I've noticed it more and more here too. You know, at least to be in the stores, when you go into a store and you use your debit card, you can, you know, you could take $20 off, $10 off if you had something you needed cash for. And now they're starting to charge fucking 6% for that. At a goddamn store you're shopping at. I mean, it used to be like, hey, you're shopping in my store. Yeah, of course, you know, you can get $20 off your card. And at the post office, you go down to the goddamn post office, and I could walk in there with fucking $40 in my hand and say, give me a $40 money order. They'd give me the money order. I'd fill it out and hand it back to them. They would refuse to fucking cash it because they don't have no cash. I'm just stood there and handed it to them. I mean, they're pushing this fucking cashless society because it is a major fucking element to fucking control the fucking people. They think, but what they're gonna unleash like they did back when with the Volstead Act. People are gonna just say fuck this, and use. There are other currencies.
Well, another incident. Tell me if I was right or wrong. We went in this mattress store in my small town and had big fines out, you know, clearance and half off and all kinds of crap like that. And there's one guy in there working, and I said, look, you know, I come to you first, but Walmart has this foam mattress. It's $120.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, well, ours is 150, you know, it's pretty similar. It was, It was 6 inches thick instead of 8 inches thick. It was less quality, but I said, well, I can't do that. And so he started chewing me out for look, you got to support local people. And, well, yeah, but, you know, you got all these false advertising signs out, and, you know, and it's charity if I give you more money for a list.
Bait and switch.
Anyway,
and
I'm still thinking about
it. Calls it. Their own racketeering act calls it bait and switch, but you're absolutely fucking correct. I mean, I remember when I was young, my dad, you know, his money in his wallet, the goddamn merchant treated him like a king. His customer's always right. Remember those days? Customer's always right. Yeah, because they wanted that money out of your wallet, and the one way they was going to get it is to treat you good and give you a good deal, and they did. I mean, they treated you with respect. I mean, now it's like, get the fuck out of the way. I got 10 fucking foreigners behind you that are getting $220 a fucking day just for fucking being here to fucking run you out of your fucking country. I don't need you. If you don't want to buy that broken piece of Chinese shit, they sure as hell will. And 90% of them, you know, we're culling their stuff. You know, in our country, when we run, they're running a operation like a assembly line. What might you have what's called quality control, where it's going through.
Both mattresses are made in China. The same similar things.
I'm
saying you got to buy from local, and I agree. But do I need to give him $30 charity on top of that? Or?
Nope, not a goddamn chance. If you're giving charity, you better be giving it from the trenches, buddy. Anyway,
yeah, I went to him first anyway, but anyway, I think I'll just make do with the old mattress. I was just curious.
With what?
I say I'm not going to buy. I was just curious.
Oh, I hear you.
I'll just stay with the old mattress.
Yeah, I mean, well, the bottom line here is, like I said, you had quality control, and that's why everybody wanted our products. Because it was, I mean, you remember back in the day, talking about, I'd sign my name to my work, and people did. They would sign their name to their fucking work. Now you're getting, you know, car manufacturing in this country equates to parts being sent in from all over the fucking world, where these different companies with slave labor are making the fucking parts, and then we get to assemble. That's how it all started going the other way. I mean, we would send them the parts and let them assemble them so they could afford the fucking cars. But I mean, it's all been turned upside down. Everything's been turned against us. They've violated our sovereignty. They've violated our fucking rights to be secure in our persons against unreasonable search and seizure. They have violated every fucking right we have, and they've violated the violations. I mean, at one point, you're either going to have to fucking do this or just say, I'm not going to, I guess they win. I mean, without even firing a fucking shot. It's sickening. But then again, I'm not going to say that I don't know there ain't people out there doing shit right now. If they are, they're not going to come on you're not going to get to hear about it. They're going to keep it as fucking quiet as they can, especially if it's something really fucking, you know, that hurts them and shows that, hey, it can be done. And that's what the people need an example of. It can be done. It can be done easy. It's not, this isn't CSI Miami. They can't, I mean, you can't think that because you sneeze walking down the street that they could catch you doing any fucking thing. These are some of the most dumbest fucking people that ever drew air. And you're not doing anything wrong anyway, because you're supposed to be fucking out there fighting these, but you should be out there shooting these son of a bitches. By your fucking goddamn responsibility as a United States national, and by that fucking Bill of Rights, we're supposed to be defending this goddamn country. We're supposed to be defending our fucking individual freedoms and liberties at all costs. Like our ancestors did, that gave them to us. That's who really gave them to us. They gave them to us with blood, and they got them with the barrels of their fucking guns. And we won't. And the people here won't even fucking take the time to learn what they fucking are and understand what their jurisdictional authority is as an individual, free, sovereign national under the ratified law of December 15, 1791. They won't even do that. And it's not that fucking hard to at least understand who you are and know you're the fucking boss. And that they can't just fucking let the King of England's barristers or his esquires in here and fucking just start writing fucking private fucking law for public purposes. The Uniform Commercial Code, you know, goddamn Roman civil law. This place is looking like fucking Rome. and it's fucking fall. And but Rome fell because they fucking people wanted it to fucking fall. That's why. And then, you know, another empire, because I mean, I guess it's like fucking make work. You have one fucking empire and then it fucking, you know, it grows to the point to where the people that actually are citizens of their fucking empire are fucking starving to death on the street because everybody owns a slave because they've invaded so many countries and enslaved so many people. It's all run under fucking the slave trade. And right now, again, I'm going to say it, we have more slaves on this planet than it's ever had on it in its history. And that's a fucking fact. And when you, when you're competing with slave labor, what are you? You have to be a slave or less, or else you're not going to get the fucking, you're not going to get that fish head and that bowl of rice for your day's fucking work. And there's 10,000 angles, 10,000 ways to look at this, but there's one thing for goddamn sure. You keep waiting. They're entrenching while you're fucking waiting. And let them do that is just fucking stupid. And you don't understand, you're going to die anyway. I'm telling you right now, you're going to die anyway. You will beat this down, you will destroy it, and you will reinstall the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights as the absolute law that it is and not allow any fucking violations of it, or you will be fucking destroyed. And your children will grow up, and your grandchildren will grow up in a fucking pure fucking hell, kowtowing at the feet of a fucking Chinaman, speaking in Mandarin Chinese as fucking he slaps him with the whip under a fucking Chinaman. We created this goddamn world, man. It was our fucking ingenuity. All we have to do is throw the fucking all these non-governmental international agencies out of this fucking country, all these non-governmental agencies in this fucking country, out of this fucking country, and run this fucking country according to the fucking Bill of Rights, you know, where we have our own fucking autonomy, where we can settle our differences, we can form businesses, we can make fucking wealth from our own resources. That's what it was supposed to be, debt-free fucking money, or debt-free fucking currency of silver and gold. But we're all supposed to be rich, guys. Our fucking ancestors looking back at them, or like Jefferson said, you know, I told them, you know, you better have your eyes wide open, you better be ready to fucking fight, or you're going to end up a fucking goddamn homeless on the continent that your forefathers fucking conquered. You tell me that hasn't come to fruition. You tell me that the whole goddamn anti-federalist papers haven't come to fruition and then some. I mean, you talk about how they had it back in 1775. That was nothing. They got, I mean, with the technology and all, and the fucking this world fucking goddamn mafia, I mean, what was happening back then was nothing. I mean, it was way less complicated, and there was more room where people would just go out into the wilderness, you know. You'd have to deal with the Indians unless you knew them or what might have you, but goddamn, at least you could be left the fuck alone. And when you did see a threat, you knew what the fuck it was. It wasn't some snake-ass goddamn Jew slipping up your fucking back trying to get your wallet out of your back pocket. But in the end, once the fucking place was settled, here come the motherfucking lords from fucking Scotland, the lords from fucking Ireland, and it was mostly a German population, and they hand the goddamn fucking over to the fucking lords in league with the fucking king of fucking England. The king of England never gave up this place for one fucking minute. He fucking took so much fucking wealth out of this fucking country, because that was the deal of 1812. We had to pay reparations to their wives and children of their officers killed over here killing our people. That's a fucking fact. You can't deny it. And unless people wake up and see who we are and say, God, and see the... This is a desperate fucking situation, in case you haven't noticed. It's going to require desperate fucking measures every day, more fucking desperate. But anyway, it's something to think about, and I'm pissed off enough. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. No, that's a Tuesday. Wednesdays, and Friday. I'm going to do that like another couple of weeks. I almost got everything I got to do done. Then because of this shit that's going on coming up in the election, I do want to be up on the radio every day talking about this shit, showing this fucking shit. I mean, I shouldn't have to show nobody. This is so goddamn blatant. It's like they talk about the money elephant. It's a whole fucking money elephant. You're sitting on, he's got on your lap, and he's sitting on you, and he's got his head, you got your head about 10 feet up his fucking ass. That's what we're fucking, If you can't realize what's going on here by looking at this, and people do, once they realize it, they have to face it. And they either do it through denial. It just ain't happening. It ain't happening. When you fucking say, hey, look here, man, they're telling you. Here, right here. Look at this. See that guy? He's telling you. They're exterminating the fucking population. That they're killing you with the RMA fucking shot. The phony ass COVID doesn't exist fucking shots. They're killing you with the GMO foods. They're getting ready to inject the goddamn meat with the fucking goddamn COVID-19 fucking biological kill agent. They're doing it. They're telling you, not us. Not the conspiracy theorists, not the people with the fucking loom tinfoil hats. This is the motherfuckers doing it. And you're sitting there going, I think I want to switch over to the football game. This is depressing. Unfucking believable. You better find out what an American, learn a little history and see what you're supposed to be as a fucking American, I guess. Anyways, that's my most I can stand. Like I said, we'll be back on Wednesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, Word from the Trenches. And until then, just look at it for what it is. There's nothing else we can do, people. It ain't like people aren't understanding. You can tell them and tell them and tell them. But when it goes and it hurts them, when they get a fucking smack in the face, they go, they can't do this. They can't. Yeah, they can. We told you all the fucking long. Take your fucking slap and now stand up like a fucking man and get ready to fight. That's the word from the trenches.
Give up.